Okay, so get this. Today we are diving into this whole peel my orange thing that's going around online.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
People are calling it a relationship tax.
That test, really.
Yeah, like if your partner won't peel your orange, that's it. It's over.
Wow, people are really drawing lines in the sand over fruit now, huh?
Seriously. So we're going to unpack this whole thing with this really interesting conversation between Andre, who's a blind musician, and his wife, Kirsten.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Me too. They bring up some really thought-provoking points about relationships and like what these little gestures actually represent.
It's interesting because it does feel like there's always something symbolic about these things, doesn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's like this whole debate about the orange isn't really about the orange itself, right?
Right. It's more about what that action represents.
Yeah. It's about asking yourself, what does it mean when your partner is willing to do something small for you? Like, is it just a simple act of kindness, or does it point to something deeper?
Yeah, it really makes you think about the weight we put on these seemingly small gestures in a relationship.
Exactly. And Andre actually starts off the conversation talking about how he found out about this whole orange thing online. And his reaction was like, "What? People are actually breaking up over this. Like, seriously."
Oh, I love that. That's such a normal reaction.
It's so relatable.
I mean, it does seem a little extreme to end a relationship over an orange, but I do think it speaks to this larger tendency we have to look at these relationship tests in very black and white terms.
You're so right, because relationships are not black and white at all.
Definitely not. There are so many nuances, and I think the key is to always try to look at the context, think about the individual dynamics of the relationship, and consider what's actually going on beneath the surface, because what might be a red flag in one relationship could be totally normal in another one, you know?
100%. And this is where I thought Kirsten's perspective was super interesting. She makes this point that it's not really about the orange itself. It's about being willing to fulfill a simple request.
I like that.
Like if your partner is like, "No, I'm not peeling your orange," without any good reason, it could be a sign of something bigger.
Interesting.
Maybe it points to a pattern of selfishness or a lack of consideration.
Yeah.
Like maybe it makes you wonder, are they not taking your need seriously?
Right. And she touches on such a crucial point, which is the difference between content and meaning.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. Like the content is the request peeling the orange, but the meaning goes so much deeper than that.
Totally.
It's about feeling seen and heard and cared for. Like when your partner does that little thing for you, it might not seem like a big deal, but it can actually make you feel really loved and appreciated, right?
Yes. It's those little things that often mean the most in a relationship. And this is where things get even more fascinating. They start talking about physical touch and how that plays into the whole orange thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Like, how comfortable are you with physical closeness, and how does that affect the way you interpret these little gestures?
Right. Because for some people, physical touch is a huge part of how they give and receive love, and for others, it's not as important.
Exactly. And this is where Andre and Kirsten's individual experiences add such a unique layer to the conversation, because Andre is blind. He relies on touch in a way that most sighted people don't.
Absolutely. That's something most people wouldn't necessarily think about.
Right. And he even talks about how for him, touch is a primary way he experiences the world, which is totally different from Kirsten, who describes herself as being less tactile.
That makes sense, though. Everyone's different.
Totally. And it's a great example of how even in a loving, committed relationship, you can have completely different comfort levels with physical contact.
Yeah. And I bet that difference in their experience with touch probably influences how they each interpret this whole orange test.
Totally. And Andre actually jokes about how Kirsten knows to never just hand him a hot drink. He relies on touch to navigate those situations. It's just like a given in their relationship.
Oh, wow. You would never even think about that just from seeing that orange thing trending
I
online.
know,
It's
right?
such a good example of how what might seem like a silly or even superficial trend can spark some really insightful conversations about relationships, about communication styles, and about the importance of understanding your partner's needs on a deeper level.
That's so true. It's like those viral trends are often tapping into something much deeper about the way we connect with each other. It's wild, isn't it? You start with this whole should you peel your partner's orange debate, and suddenly you're thinking about all these different aspects of relationships that you might not have even considered before.
I know, right? It's like peeling back the layers of an onion, or I guess an orange in this case.
Exactly. And what I really appreciate about Andre and Kirsten is how they use their own relationship as a way to explore these broader themes. Like, they're not just talking at each other, they're actually engaging with each other's perspectives. You can tell they're really listening and asking questions and trying to understand where the other person is coming from.
And that's so important, right? Because in any relationship, you're going to have different opinions and perspectives. And it's not about being right or wrong. It's about trying to understand each other and find common ground. And I love how open they are about the fact that there's no one-size-fits-all answer to these questions. Like, they even invite their listeners to join the conversation because everyone's different and every relationship is different, right?
Exactly. They're basically saying, hey, this is what we think, but we want to hear from you too. And I think that's what makes this whole conversation so refreshing. It's not about dictating what a good or bad relationship looks like. It's about encouraging open and honest communication and acknowledging that we all have different needs and expectations.
Totally. And honestly, that's such an important message to remember, because sometimes we get so caught up in these viral trends and these online relationship tests that we forget that real relationships are messy and complicated and nuanced. There's no magic formula or checklist.
It's so true. It's all about figuring out what works for you and your partner and communicating effectively.
Communication is key.
Always. So the next time you see one of these relationship things going around online, instead of jumping to conclusions or comparing your own relationship to some arbitrary standard, maybe take a moment to think about what it means to you. What are your needs and expectations in a relationship? How do you communicate those needs to your partner? And how can you create a dynamic that feels healthy and fulfilling for both of you? Because at the end of the day, that's what really matters, right?